Now, as we come here to verse 16, our Lord began his ministry in Galilee. And we find now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I'll make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he'd gone a little farther thence, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. Now this is not the first time that he's called them, by the way. If you go back over to the Gospel of John, you will find out that when he went up to Jerusalem, that was the first time that he met them. And actually, that was a general call. It was very informal and casual. They want to know, where do you dwell? John the Baptist had marked him out, and some of the disciples of John the Baptist now followed the Lord Jesus. But they didn't stay with him, and he didn't ask them to at this time. But now as he begins his ministry, we find that they've gone back to their nets there in Galilee, and now he goes along the sea, and he calls them to discipleship, that is, to be fishers of men. But we'll find that, again, they went back to their fishing. We'll find that when we get to the Gospel of Luke in the 5th chapter. Then you have a final call, and that we'll come to in this Gospel. It'll be a call to apostleship. Now, it's recorded in this Gospel, and again in Matthew 10 and in Luke 6. I called attention to this when we went through Matthew. Actually, three calls, and you will remember, I'm sure, that at the time that they went back to fishing, when Simon Peter saw him, why, he said, Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. In other words, what Simon Peter's really saying is, Why don't you go and get somebody else? Let me alone, because I failed you so. I'm such a sinful man. But our Lord didn't give him up, and thank God for that. Now, this is actually the second call of these men. And now will you note, they leave their nets, they follow him, and they will be returning. They go with him now for a while. Now will you notice verse 21, And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. Now Mark brings us here in this section just actually a typical day in the ministry of Jesus. And it was a busy day, and he was certainly busy, and actually it was the Sabbath day. And you will recall that when they question him, these religious leaders, about doing what he did on the Sabbath day, he could make it very clear, I must be about my Father's business, and my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. So we find out here his was not an eight-hour day. He that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Now will you notice, he begins in Capernaum, verse 21, And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. Now that was in the morning. The time is the Sabbath. It is morning. And he entered into the synagogue and taught. And the center was not actually the center of a vital religion in that day. The place is Capernaum. Now, the best I can tell from the Gospels is that when he left Nazareth and his own people would not receive him, he went down to Capernaum and he made that his headquarters, and it continued his headquarters all during his earthly ministry. Now, will you notice verse 22, And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Now here we have the potency of truth and the manner of a man, and then see the effect of it. My criticism today of the church and of the ministry is that we do not speak with authority. And the reason that the ministry does not speak with authority, that we've lost our faith. And when I say we, I do not mean I have by any means, but I'm saying now as a class, the ministry today does not attempt to preach and teach the Word of God. There is a departure today. There's a radical departure. There is between the pulpit and the Word of God a tremendous bifurcation. You talk about a gap, a generation gap. Well, here you have a Bible gap. And in our Lord's day, as I've indicated, the synagogue had nothing vital in that day. And as a result, why, when our Lord came, what a difference there was in his message. Now they were astonished at his doctrine.